Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's happening right now is truly biblical. I mean, it feels like the culmination of so many various events. Russia is accelerating its counteroffensive in Donbas as it continues to establish control of the eastern part of Ukraine. And in many cases, you could argue that this is almost like Russia's opening up a second front. Not that Russia coordinated this, or, I mean, they may have had some foreknowledge, but I think the war in Ukraine might be taking a backseat to what's happening in the Middle East, which may mean that, you know, if we only have a certain amount of money and weapons to send, it's going to Israel, not to Ukraine. We may see a peace settlement in Ukraine before too long. That's just my guess, looking at the geopolitical chessboard here. By the way, this is the third hour of the American it's not the American Journal. That's the show I host in the morning. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith. I usually host the American Journal, the InfoWars Morning Show. Chase Geiser is sitting in with me, co-hosting the Alex Jones Show today as we deal with this truly biblical turn of events. And I mean, we haven't even gotten in. We touched a little bit on the idea of the Third Temple. Rebuilding it, Al-Aqsa Mosque, that most of this is actually sort of centered on, with some of the Palestinians call Israeli abuses, Israeli sort of breaking their agreement to allow use of the Al-Aqsa Mosque for the Muslims that live there and in Palestine. The building of the Third Temple that would bring about what some people think is the Antichrist, other people think would be the Messiah. On top of that, you have these prophecies from Revelations about the Euphrates going dry. Well, Euphrates is dry for the first time in history. I mean, it's like prophecies are being fulfilled here, Chase. We are in a biblical time period, a period of biblical importance. Do you think what do you think's going on? Do you think there's people just using the Bible and the world's religions to achieve, you know, very mundane or you know, temporal victories here on earth, or do you think there's something to the spiritual aspect of all of this?
I've got a couple opinions about that. First thing is, I really take to heart the passage that the end will come like a thief in the night. I don't think anybody knows when it's going to happen. You can analyze the Bible all you want, try to study the numbers, try to line up the dates, read the verses, but nobody's really going to know. There's going to be major surprise, I think, when the rapture happens.
A lot of people are saying that this conflict may start to blow up, may start to get really big, and, I mean, the idea is that the Antichrist will come as a peacemaker. So somebody, if you start seeing, like, a politician that you weren't really aware of before, and both sides are really into him, and he comes as a peacemaker to settle this this conflict, you know, a lot of people looking for the rapture, you know, are looking for somebody like that to emerge and create peace in this area in the setup to becoming the Antichrist.
Yeah, I'm more concerned about what is more obviously going to happen than I struggle with the Bible. I think that the Revelations is designed to make sense in hindsight, not designed to really help you understand what's going to happen. I think it's going to be like a you were wrong the whole time situation.
Okay, right.
To those who weren't believers, to those who condemned, and they're going to look, and it's going to be like an enlightenment. But I think what I'm concerned about in the next 90 days is like Taiwan being invaded, because if we do get involved in a ground conflict to protect our interests in Israel, and there is a major war between several different nations occurring in the region again, that would be the perfect time for Taiwan to get seized, because you can't fight a war on two fronts. You can't fight the enemy on two fronts. It's another rule of war. So I think we're seeing a total shift in the geopolitical landscape, and I would not be surprised if it doesn't measure up to the likes of the end of World War One or the end of World War Two. Regardless of whether it even culminates in a world war, I think we're going to see major shifts in how things are going.
Yeah, I mean, we already are, and again, it's I got to be honest, I don't know how Israel gets out of this. What's this? Israel warns the U.S. will join if Hezbollah joins. IDF will destroy Damascus, target Syrian President Assad if Hezbollah joins war. U.S. warships will support Israel in war. Message relayed via France. Folks, the warmongers are on the march. They're salivating. They are desperate to get fully involved in places where up till now we have had just very, very subtle influence. I don't know. How many Americans are we willing to die so that Israel can keep their open?
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser filling in with Harrison Smith for the great Alex Jones, covering this historical moment. We seem to be on the verge of World War III over the conflict occurring right now between the Palestinians and Israel, which isn't seemingly actually just between the Palestinians and Israel, but certainly rooted. Iran leader uses X to hail Hamas terror attack that killed 1,000-plus people, but Alex Jones is still banned. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran and puppeteer behind Hamas, took to X to celebrate the terrorist group's assault on Israel that resulted in 1,000 dead. Meanwhile, InfoWars founder Alex Jones is still banned from the platform. Quote, the Zionist regime is dying. Hashtag Palestine. He even used a hashtag. The leader on his official X account wrote last Wednesday, 2 days before the Hamas surprise invasion of Israel. So you can call for a genocide, you can call for the attack and the death of innocent people, and that's no problem on X, formerly Twitter. But Alex Jones is too much of a hate speaker for the platform.
Yeah, well, he bullied a CNN journalist, so he has to go.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, Israel launches the biggest ever deployment with 300K called up, tanks gathering, and jets smashing bases for Gaza invasion. It looks like this is going to be full scale. So do you think that Hezbollah is bluffing and they just said that as a deterrent, or
no,
it's going to happen?
I think it's going to happen. I mean, the statement that we read there at the very end that the crew pulled up is like almost a worst case scenario for me. I mean, again, what it says, Israel warns the U.S. will join if Hezbollah joins. Says IDF will destroy Damascus, target Syrian President Assad if Hezbollah joins war. U.S. warships will support Israel in war. So they're saying that it'll be tonight or within the next 24 to 48 hours that they will be launching a ground invasion into Gaza. Hezbollah has said that's a red line. Lindsey Graham has said that if Hezbollah gets into it, then so will America. But again, I mean, none of this makes any sense. Our bases in the Middle East will be targeted like they've never been before. It will be hundreds of American servicemen dead. And you have to ask, why and for what? Is that going to prevent another Gaza incursion into Israel? I don't think so. Even if it did, would that be worth it for America to sacrifice God knows how many soldiers and open up to a wider war, people behind, you know, here in our country that have crossed over illegally, that may be, operatives waiting for a signal to launch their own attacks. I mean, what are we fighting for here? What is it revenge? Is it vengeance? Is it to teach the Palestinians a lesson? Like, I don't get what we would be fighting for here. We are not at risk from this conflict. We are not yet, right? We will be if we get into this war. It's just, are we really about to start another one of these? And, you know, so the IDF says they'll destroy Damascus and target President Assad, I mean, they're already bombing Damascus on a weekly basis. So, I mean, that's not particularly new. I guess they can up it even more. But this is just another, like, okay, so if they invade Gaza, Hezbollah attacks them, so then they attack Damascus, so then America is getting in. I mean,
like World War One, that's how it started.
One
thing led to another, and then everybody was at war.
Right. So if you could go back in time and talk to the leaders of, you know, before World War One, and show them the millions of people dead, the totally pointless conflict, the horror upon horror that brought that about, would they think that was worth it? Would they think that this was a good thing, that they did that and it was right and good and they upheld the honor of their country? Or would they say, nothing is worth this, why don't we just come to a negotiated agreement? I mean, I see nothing but murder, chaos, madness, destruction, and a total reorganization of the world's economies in lines of the Great Reset. Hamas official says open to discussions over truth with Israel. Statement has come through back channels verified by many sources. They say they're open to discussions with Israel regarding the pacification. But again, we have the story from December of 2021. Trump says Netanyahu never wanted peace with the Palestinians. The Palestinians, apparently, I mean, according to the people involved,
they're asking for peace talks.
Yeah,
but 2 days ago they were slaughtering a bunch of innocent people.
Well, that's how it works, right?
What do you think was going to happen?
Well, they have a bunch of hostages right now that are a bargaining chip that they can use. I mean, they don't want the status. They don't want to go back to the status quo. They don't want this to be a flash in the pan and then they just return to their previous arrangement, because the previous arrangement is intolerable to the people who are subjected to it. So, I mean, unless we're willing to fight for the right of Israel to, you know, keep Gaza as an open air prison, like I don't know what else we'd be fighting for, unless you think that any form of peace whatsoever is therefore tantamount to, like, killing all the Jews in Israel, which is how I see a lot of the rhetoric going, which is why it's so frustrating. It's literally, if you're just like, hey, you know, the Palestinians have sort of been hurting a lot over the last little while, the response you get is like, so all the Israelis should die, all the Jews in the world should die? And it's like, is this a healthy adult way to discuss a geopolitical situation, or is this hysteria on both sides leading towards an inevitable genocide on one side or the other? Are we really not capable of finding a way that avoids total death of one group or another? Is that really beyond our capabilities at this point?
Well, we were talking the other day about how our culture is so consumed with the idea, or psychologically installed with the idea, that everything is good versus evil.
Right.
Hollywood,
it's like Hollywood,
Christianity,
yeah.
It's very Western to think in terms of things as good versus evil, or good versus bad. It even goes all the way back to Plato's Republic with the concept of eudaimonia, the good life. What is a good life? What is a bad life? But oftentimes, it's just bad versus bad.
Mm. Yeah, there is no winner on this. And again, I see so many people online saying the most vicious, I mean, literally just being like, when I wake up in the morning, Gaza better be a pile of rubble. And it's like, what is wrong? Like, why would you want that? I get, like, yeah, they attacked your people. That's bad. But how did you get in this situation in the first place? And is this not just a continuation of the policy that has led to this horrific outcome? Can we not intervene to stop this this outbreak? I mean, that's the craziest part. We are currently, right now, as we are talking, in the few hours of all of human, of the thousands of years of human history, the next few hours will determine whether a monumental World War One level catastrophe that destroys the world as we know it will occur, or whether we can find a way around it. I mean, that really...
I'd be getting a water filter and some Life Select. Seriously.
Yeah, but
now
no
is
joke.
The time to get that.
Seriously.
Absolutely. I feel peace of mind that I have it. InfoWarsStore.com, Life Select. I have 3 months worth stored at my house. In case of emergencies, now would be a time better than ever, I think, to get stuff like that.
Completely insane. And every new update brings us seemingly closer to that inevitability. Again, we are... We killed armed militants from Lebanon earlier today. So, I mean, and that's one of the things about the troop movements in Israel. They're moving a lot of troops to the south in preparation for a ground invasion in Gaza. But even more troops are moving to the north because they expect the Hezbollah offensive to begin at some point. And look, Gaza, compared to Hezbollah has, they have all the weapons.
Why are they talking about pacification if Hezbollah is about ready to come in and mow down? That was very confusing to me.
I mean, I don't know. I think they I honestly don't see how Israel gets out of this. I don't know. I don't know how Israel succeeds in this without America being full force involved and like actually destroying Iran and Syria. And I mean, it's, I don't know what Israel's play is here. They really are between a rock and a hard place. And, you know, maybe just not pushing it further is the best way to go.
I think Iran's already a nuclear power too, which is a concern. I know that that's not the public opinion, but
oh man, and nukes, that's a whole nother issue. My God. I mean, hopefully we've brought some clarity to this situation. We are actually going to, oh my God, and it's, now there's more, 4 Hezbollah members killed. It was only a few minutes ago. A number of launches from Lebanon territory towards Israel territory were detected. Folks, that's about going to be it for Chase and I. Chase will actually be hosting American Journal tomorrow. I'll be hosting War Room because we are having to do this musical chairs. Everybody hosting everybody else's show because they're sending some of us to prison. Alex Jones is on a secret mission. But hopefully you can support us at InfoWarsStore.com. An exclusive Alex Jones interview will be played for the duration of...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
In this example, it's much darker because, you know, your parent wants the best for you. The parent is hoping when you're a teenager, you live to your 20s. You don't do something stupid that wrecks your life. Well, these globalists who are creating this financial instability for people, they don't have your best interest at heart. They want their power. And, you know, the parent wants you to survive. These globalists just want their control.
Well, that's right. People say all the time the globalists don't care about us. No, they do. They want to sabotage and hurt people to make us more controllable to phase us out in their own words. All right, it's 1:24 Central Time, Emergency Saturday, October 7th transmission. Kent Heckenlively is an amazing author and researcher and helped me do the book, The Great Reset, and now the new book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. It's on pre-order. It's in our warehouse. It starts shipping on the 20th. You can order it at Amazon.com. It says number one. Or get signed copies as a fundraiser to keep us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. And we need your support. We have unsigned copies there as well. All right, Kent. Wow, what a day to get you on. You were supposed to be on an hour ago, but I had to get more crew in here to do research and prepare for this. I was going to tape a show that we were going to air with you on Monday. But wow, this is all going on and unfolding, the situation in Israel. With Hamas, with obviously Hezbollah's Iranian backing going on. You were there earlier live listening to me the last 15 minutes when I was giving my perspective. Before we dive into the book and we cover some of this in the book, what is your historical view of the situation?
You know, it's very much in tune with what you say, Alex, which is people in countries want to just go and live their lives in peace and prosperity. And these crazy rulers of ours keep provoking these conflicts in which the regular people suffer. Yeah, so the Palestinians are suffering, the Israelis are suffering, and it seems like soon the Iranian people are going to be suffering if I read the tea leaves correct. And you know, this gets into a wider conflict with Iran. So I'm just so happy to be a part of your mission of getting this message out to the public, which is a true populist message. Let's take the power away from the elites. Let's put it back into the hands of the people, because we, the people, can live peaceably with each other and figure out how to create a better world. We just need to get rid of these people, these elitists, these globalists, who believe that they can control us and force us to fight with each other. And you know, in these times, which I know people are scared, what I would say to the InfoWars audience is ask yourself, what's the bravest thing you can do today? What is the most constructive thing you can do? I think it's to get your new book, The Great Awakening, our new book, The Great Awakening, read it and understand it, because these globalists can only exist when we are unaware of what they do. If we are able to understand their plans, and that's why it was so great to work with you on this, because, you know, even though I've written a number of books, as you can see behind me, about various aspects of corruption, I didn't understand all of the things. I mean, it was such an education working with you, getting your perspective on things. You know, we've got over 400 references in the book. So So this book is really a deep dive for maybe people who like to, you know, read more than maybe watch the videos or they want to go deeper on it. So I feel like in these times in which people are so scared, you know, connect to God, connect to the sacred source and say, all right, what can I do calmly with a rational mind in order to be helpful to the world rather than just to be panicked?
And by the way, you wrote Ending Plague and some of Mickiewicz's books with her. That was really the blueprint early on in the pandemic that Mickey Willis and others used to just totally break out, and that also Robert F. Kennedy Jr. used as a research blueprint to then write The Real Anthony Fauci. So when you helped me write just one chapter on COVID, it's the most concise, boiled down, most knowledgeable info of its origin, what it really does, what the shot does, you're going to find. And we probably had, let's not exaggerate, what do you think, probably 60 interviews over the phone. We probably did 7, 8, 9, 10 sessions in person, sometimes for 5, 6 hours at a time at my home or in my office when you came here to Austin. And so this wasn't just a bunch of recordings of me and me sending you links like The Great Reset and The War of the World. It's an excellent primer. This book is a couple hundred pages thicker and a super fast read and covers the waterfront. I mean, sure, when I approved the manuscript and it was done 3 weeks ago and went to print immediately, now it's in our warehouse. Talk about quick turnaround with the great folks at Skyhorse, the First Amendment juggernaut. I thought it was a great book. But once I got it in last week and started signing copies of it and getting it ready to ship out, and I reread it over the last 5 days, I am really proud of this book. So great job, Kent, helping me vet all my research. And so I just off the top of my head said 4 times the work on this book than the last one. Contradict me if it's twice, 5 times, what you really think. And then I made a lot of crazy claims to you, and you said 99% of them you could actually find were actually accurate. And the few times I just kind of twisted something or flipped it and got it backwards, then we were able to find out what I was actually saying. What was the process like in the book? Let's talk about what's in it.
Yeah, so what was great, and I really want your audience to know this, I never found you telling me a single thing that I couldn't find a source that kind of went along with that. Now, the only like 3 to 4% of the time, you know, there was something that I didn't trust about the source, but I was really clear that you had heard it. And you know, when people ask me, what's it like writing for Alex Jones? I say, the man has an incredible memory, recall. You know, I'll say something like, well, gee, you know, really get me this David Rockefeller China relationship. And you'll go, well, Kent, you know, go to the New York Times, 1973, you know, January. And suddenly I type it in and I find, you know, David Rockefeller talking about what a wonderful place China is, even though they just went through the Cultural Revolution where they killed millions. And so it was really what was.
Well, he endorsed Mao Zedong and said, we need to be like this. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we keep, every time you would tell me something that I'd go, hey, I wonder if that's a little bit too far.
Like the one on Nygaard and them having women have babies so they could drain their juices and inject them in themselves.
Yeah. And so every time you would tell me something, you know, I would just think to myself a little bit, okay, maybe that's a little bit on the edge. Maybe that's a different interpretation than I would make. But I would go to the source and I'd go, no, I think Alex is 100% rock solid on it. And so, you know, what I was able to do, because I'm trained as a lawyer, so I want to go facts first, and then I'll go into analysis. And I know in media, kind of, you want to get people's attention, so you may do it a little bit differently. So for those who are more sort of like, well, give me the facts first and then give me the analysis, they may enjoy this a little bit more, but, you know.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Media empire like you are.
Oh, enough about me. The point is, a great collaboration, yeah. One of many to come, because you just basically fact-checked and organized last book. This one, you... What would you say? Did this book four times the work, or that's just a guesstimation?
I would say easily four times the work.
Well, what do you think? Five times?
It's difficult to say because... You know, the first.
Well, we wrote a lot of chapters. We decided to scrap. We did a lot of. I'm really proud of this book.
Yeah, and so I think the depth of the research and how much I went into things. You know, I'd say four to five times the work. You know, it's about 2.5 times the length, but I think it's just so much more detailed. And, you know, I really wanted to hit things so that people would understand the military-industrial state. How is the deep state, you know, over 60 or 70 years, gone from something that we may have said, gee, this sounds like a good idea at the beginning of the Cold War. But, you know, as Reagan warned, once you build something in government, it becomes eternal. And so we have this, you know, government surveillance, military industrial state, and it's just gone crazy. I mean,
and
you
let
know,
me address that. Let me address that. Last week, the Homeland Security officially said we're looking at all Trump supporters as potential terrorists, and we think that's dangerous. We've been ordered to do it, literally targeting a giant political movement. We talk about how they set up the police state for Russia in the Cold War. Then it was for radical Islam under 9/11, and now it's completely swung around against us. That's a major chapter of the book. Let's talk about what's in these chapters, because, folks, when I tell you I'm proud of this book, this is an incredible book. Plus, it keeps us on air with your support. So do you want to walk through the chapters with people, maybe?
You've got all the copies of the book, and I don't have them yet. So pull out a chapter you like to talk about.
Well, first off, Bannon did an incredible intro. His intro is powerful. Chapter one, the threat of artificial intelligence. This really, in just one chapter, gives you the boil down of what AI is and where it's going.
And, you know, the AI chapter is really interesting for me because to get that perspective that Elon Musk and who was it who was saying, like, you know, calling people speciesists? Was it Tim Cook?
Larry Page to Larry Elon.
Page, yeah. Mm-hmm. And just to find, you know, it's so crazy to have people like Larry Page getting into an argument with Elon Musk, calling, you know, silicon-based life is equal to our life, and you're a species.
And this is 12 years ago.
Carbon-based organism.
This is 12 years ago.
Yeah, and it's abundantly documented. It's not just coming from the mind of Alex Jones. It's coming from books that are published, articles that are out there. And you say to yourself, who are these crazy people?
And that, I interrupted you because we've collaborated so much, it's firing all my synapses. Start over what a species is and what we say in the chapter and what it's mainly their own statements. I mean, this is big, saying screw carbon-based life form. I mean, imagine if Hitler said, I want to get rid of all carbon-based life forms, screw it. Yuval Harari says that's all over. That's beyond Hitler, but it's like, oh, they're liberals, it's okay. They're declaring the end of all, like, parrots and kitty cats and dogs and blue whales. I mean, this is bigger than just anti-human.
Yeah, you talked about the word speciesist, and you encouraged me to go into a deep dive onto the creation of this word speciesist. And, you know, I find it comes from PETA, and, you know, then the academics who are doing it have questionable connections to the intelligence agencies. And you just find yourself going, like, why am I always getting this idea? Oh, you know, and, you know, one of the things that was just so amazing, and, you know, we had profiled Yuval Noah Harari in the previous book, and we go into him again at the beginning, and he talks about this creation of this global useless class. Well, when people like me and you who've read history read, you know, somebody using language like that, you know, all of the bells and whistles go off. This is early Nazi thought, and there's actually a German expression that the Nazis used, which was life unworthy of life. And that's how they said, you know, okay, we can kill these groups, you know, starting first with disabled children, then going after their political enemies, and then going after the Jews and gypsies and homosexuals and, you know, all this other sort of stuff. And so when we hear language like a global useless class, and other people take it as useless eaters, well, what the heck do you do with useless eaters? You know, they're useless. So you're removing them from humanity that we care about.
You've already dehumanized them. You've already said they're garbage.
Yeah, and you're setting them up in the ghetto. And, you know, one of the things that just has really bugged me over the past couple of days is what Hillary Clinton said. And I think that this gets to the difference between us and them. Now, I hate to use that expression, the difference between us and them, but it's really accurate in this case. what she said of MAGA extremists, okay, that's how she puts it. She said maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of cult members. I find that absolutely chilling. That separates the MAGA people from the rest of American society. And here's what I say to liberals. For those liberals who are terrified of Alex Jones, we will never submit you to formal deprogramming, but we will write books with hundreds of references for you to check. And we kindly suggest that you read this book so that we could have an informed discussion on it. Remove the hysteria from the conversation. That's what this book is about. This is about removing the hysteria. You can read it. We quote it extensively. And then let's have a conversation. That's what Americans are supposed to do. That is Western civilization. This move to cut down on debate and discussion between people of goodwill is anti-human, anti-Western. It's actually anti-life, for God's sakes. You know, they don't even like carbon-based life forms. They want us all to be silicon-based.
And the beautiful part is, whether it's Elon Musk or Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan, they suddenly get this. And they're just change their perspective to see that it's anti-life, anti-carbon. And once you do that, it really does feel alien. And I'm not saying aliens run this, but what is Harari? What does Klaus Schwab? What does all these top globalists say? They say, I don't believe in God yet. But we're going... But we're going to be God.
Yeah, and that's what was really interesting about working with you on The Great Reset was I got to read all these books. And, you know, with my background as a writer, I'm always aware that at some point the writer has to show his hand. The writer has to tell you, here's what I believe. Here's what I'm trying to convince you of. And it took me 2.5 books of reading Yuval Harari in order to find what he wanted. And he talked about, isn't it going to be great when we can combine with humans and we can be sexless, non-breeding cyborgs who can live forever? And, you know, I don't know about you, but sure, I'd love eternal life, but no sex for eternity? This is hell. Don't let me have that. And so, you know, what I find is these people, you just have to listen to the bad guys because they'll give it away. And I think that that's what I really come away appreciating about you is all your broadcasts are informed by an extensive amount of reading of these documents that these evil globalists have put out. And so, you know, I really encourage people, take a look at what Alex is saying, because it's based on his own deep research. And that's why really it was so great to work with you, because I could always trust that I would find what you told me to go looking for.
And that's just chapter one.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me.
My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Because I could always trust that I would find what you told me to go looking for.
And that's just chapter one. It just goes on yeah. and on and on. And you want a boil down, folks, that's cutting edge. Because unfortunately, most people talking about AI aren't reading what the globalists say it is. They're just telling you, oh, it's a fun thing. Oh, it's going to get rid of you. But why do they want to get rid of us? Chapter two, Mao is in charge of the Democratic Party, and political violence is bad except when it's directed at patriots, conservatives, and Christians.
Yeah, that was great because, you know, you told me that I should look at one of Mao's speeches that he gave during the beginning of the Cultural Revolution. And if you read it, it's almost like a blueprint of what's happening in America today. You know, the Cultural Revolution was not put forward by the older generation. What they did was they turned middle school students, high school students, and college students against their parents, and they let them be as vicious as possible. And so what Mao talked about is you need to break the relationships that people have with each other. So you need to break the family relationships. You also had the weird, getting rid of gender in Mao's China. So, you know, men and women would dress exactly the same. Well, romantic love is one of the most powerful forces in the universe. Just like family love, love of God is a powerful force. So when you go to that 35,000 foot view and you go, wait a minute, why are all the forces in the modern Democratic Party interested in separating parents from their children because they're supposed to trust their teachers more than their parents. No, no, no. I'm sorry. That's not the way human society goes. They want to separate us from each other because they want people not to talk to their friends who may have slightly different opinions, who may be more conservative. That's really what's going on, because you see nobody on the conservative side saying, don't talk to a liberal. You know, it's like, oh, talk to liberals and, you know, show them how much we have in common, how we're the elite are, you know, gaming the system to make us hate each other and, you know, breaking the relationship with God. And you know, which I would say, and I think we're in agreement on this, that, you know, it's like God first, family, you know, and each other.
Nadia Bolsonaro, it's God, family, country.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, it's kind of funny because you're supposed to be so radical. But as I put this together, I say this is so frickin' traditional. You know, this is like an Eisenhower Republican, you know, book on what we should have and what we should, you know, or a founding fathers document. Like, let's put a good society together that has a better chance of being, you know, more just than any other society in human history. And, you know, we're looked at, you know, Hillary Clinton is saying we need to be deprogrammed in some formal system. Well, screw you.
And now we've only gotten to the second chapter. We're taping this on Saturday with this giant war that's erupted in Israel. But this is, like you said, the million-foot view, the 35,000-foot view to understand what's going on. So let's go to chapter three. You are being modified against your will. And then we talk about and to what end, that the modification, the transhumanism is happening now. And we're only up to page 50 at this point.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I enjoyed learning most about was the mouse utopia experiments from the 1960s, in which they decided to create this utopia for mice, you know, free from predators, free from population density, food pressures. And what happened is it led to the collapse of the mouse colony. So what would happen, and it was really interesting because you see in the mouse utopia experiments a model of what's happening in our cities today. So what they found is that if you give the mice unlimited food and you crowd them together, a whole lot of different behaviors start to evolve. So the mouse societies will usually have an alpha male who's got a breeding harem, okay? Well, usually in the wild, what happens is the alpha male defends himself from challengers. Challengers lose. They go off. They may create their own colonies. That's what happens. Okay, so the alpha male has dominance. The females can have their children, care for their children. The mouse colony survives. Well, what happens is there's too much fighting because the males who lose can't leave. Okay, so they keep attacking the males. They keep bothering the females. The females can't raise their children. They often kill their children. Then what also happens is some mice decide to drop out of society. They just don't participate anymore, even though...
And so that's the explosion of homeless.
Yeah, and it's the explosion of homeless. You've also got these mice that they call the beautiful ones, who will spend all day preening themselves and have no interest in sex. And so, you know, I think of like Instagram and how everybody wants to be beautiful on Instagram and, you know, all of these platforms. And you're saying like, okay, that's great that you have, you know, 100,000 followers. Do you have five people in your life that you talk to? Do you lay down in bed next to somebody you love? Do you have children? Are you a contributing member of your society? And, you know, when I looked at those mouse utopia experiments and compared it, you know, I lived in San Francisco for 8 years and loved it when I was in my 20s. I wanted to be a city guy. I wanted to be an urban guy. But, you know, no way in hell you can get me to live in a city right now.
Well, let's talk about this. mice, and I'm not saying we're like mice in our spirit, but we're the closely associated in test of drugs and psychologically and culturally, not the chimpanzees and not the great apes like we've always heard. We're the closest to mice and pigs, whether it's drugs they test on us or behaviorally or what we do. And so they found that humans were already behaving like the mice, but the mice only have like a 5-year life cycle. We've got a 75-year life cycle. And so what they predicted in the 60s would happen to our culture, all of this is now happening exactly as it did with the mice.
Yeah, and it's just remarkable to see, you know, how many of these things are happening in our society. And, you know, they're happening primarily in Democratic-run cities. And you find yourself saying, like, you know, okay, I can understand, you know, tolerance.
No, but it's traditionalism and staying with what we're supposed to do is a shield. And when you get rid of traditionalism, you're wide open, you collapse.
Yeah, and so when I, you know, I live close to San Francisco. And, you know, every day on the radio, I hear people talking about San Francisco. And they'll say, how can anybody think that this is a good situation? I mean, you know, they put together an app which was called the Crap Map of San Francisco. You know, avoid human feces on the street. Well, what happened is, you know, the entire map turned brown and they canceled it. I mean, it's just failure after failure. And, you know, granted, we can all do stupid things from time to time, but you have to wonder, when you keep having these excessive failures, is this all part of a plan? And, you know,
and people ask, why do you live close to that? Well, your family goes way back. I've talked to you generations there. You know, you've got a winery, you've got family land out in the hills. You know, you're from there. It's where your ancestors, you know, came. People ask, why are you in Austin? My ancestors literally started Waterloo, that is Austin, and I do have to leave it. Basically, it's become San Francisco or any San Francisco, and just in a few years, because they want a post-industrial world. It's a formula. They're bringing down civilization, the Great Reset, so they can build back better. And that's also in the book as well. We got to move quick here because, you know, this is so important.
Yeah.
And I want people to know how great the book is, available at InfoWarsStore.com or Amazon.com. So we did chapter 3. Let's go into chapter 4. They want you to be a teenager on an allowance, and that's just the beginning. The social credit score, the AI takeover.
Yeah, so that was great because, you know, I've been fascinated by the, you know, digital banking and digital bank currency. And, you know, I always look for the plan, okay? You know, I think that they dangle shiny objects in front of us to get us mad. And, you know, the challenge is really to go deeper and say, what's the plan here? And, you know, and you got to break it down easy to people in a way that they can understand. And so I think we've all had the experience of being a teenager and, you know, maybe our parents put us on an allowance. And then maybe we thought, hey, you know, I'll get a job and then I'll have some extra money. And that makes you more mature. And then hopefully you go to college or you go to trade school or you go to work and you start earning your own money. And with that greater money comes the greater freedom. And you understand that actually the founding of our country was because there were wealthy people.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.